The following programming is sponsored by Home Improvement Fix and Facts. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Tuesday morning. Welcome to our house here at WWDB. You're listening to Home Improvement Fix and Facts with Carol Holloway on this wonderful, beautiful spring morning. I am so happy. I'm a spring girl. Love this weather. It is time that you can start to look at taking your plants outside. Get the ground tilled. Get ready to plant. I think we're done with the frost. I don't expect that we'll have any more. I usually wait till Mother's Day, but I can't wait this year. I'm impatient. It's been so warm. So you're listening to me live here at WWDB on 860 AM, the podcast right here at WWDB AM on the internet. You can also listen on Odyssey and follow me on Instagram and Facebook, where I've gotten quite a few questions. So somewhere during today's show, we're going to do a Q&A where I'm answering some questions from some of my dedicated, loyal, thank you very much, listeners. I'm so excited that you follow me. We have a great show coming up today. Believe it or not, every once in a while, I mean, lately it's been more than not, is an interview with Eglin's Best. And I did them a little while ago, right before the Easter holiday, talking about eggs and all the things that you can do. And they're back again because there's a big scholarship going on for our kids in Little League. So I'm going to bring them on at the end of the show and talk about what's going on, because for all of us doing home improvements, we certainly want to keep our kids busy while we're tearing out the decks and ripping out doors and putting up new things and installing fencing. Great Q&A coming up for that one. But to top off the hour, our regular visitor here comes to visit us about 4 to 6 times a year. Somebody who I love to talk to because he brings us really hot tips and he talks really fast sometimes, which is really funny. But I love talking to him. Tom Kreitler will be joining us. He has a show that is a syndicated show. How do I get my show syndicated? I would love to be able to do that. He has a nationally syndicated home improvement show called The Money Pit, and he's also the author of My Home, My Money Pit, The Guide to Every Home Improvement Adventure. He has earned his stripes as a professional home inspector for years, over 20 years of experience learning how houses are put together and, of course, how they fall apart. But Tom is joining us in just a couple minutes because he is going to tell us some of the great high-tech home improvements for the spring. I know he's going to go through the list. He's making the rounds today, so I'm so limited on time with him. But you know that I always tell you, spring is an ideal season for home improvement projects because the heating and cooling systems are off. Yay, let's save ourselves some money. Cha-ching. And it's great for working both inside and outside of the house. So Tom, our expert, is going to bring us up to speed on some of the latest trends and upgrades with an emphasis on minimizing energy cost and maximizing our power availability, sprucing up the outdoor areas, and making sure our home safety doesn't drive us crazy, you know. And he beats a lot of things like I do, you know, to the bone, like do this, do this, do this, you need to do this. So welcome on board. We have Tom on the line.
Hi.
Hi, Carol. It's Tom Kreitler in New York. How are you?
Hi, Tom. I'm great. How's everything with the money pit?
We're doing well. Lots of people are fixing up their houses for spring.
Oh, they sure are. We've been following it for a couple weeks, but I'm excited to have you back on the show. You're always a welcome guest here.
Thank you so much.
So with spring improvements going on, what can you help our listeners know about high-tech home improvements?
Well, if you have an elevated deck, the area underneath is usually damp and dingy. So here's a way you can reclaim that space. It's called Trex Rain Escape. And it's an underdeck drainage system that uses a network of troughs and downspouts to divert water away from the deck, and that protects the deck structure from rot and decay. Now, most deck drainage systems install underneath the deck. This installs on top of the joist, so it protects the entire structure, and it allows homeowners to also safely run gas and electrical lines below the deck surface so you can power lights and appliances. And once it's in place, you've now doubled your deck's living space, so lots of possibilities, including building an outdoor kitchen, dining area, you name it. Very easy to install on a new deck or when the deck boards are being replaced. You can get more information at TrexRainEscape.com. Now, power
outages. Tom, I've seen it. Real quick, before you go to power outages, I've seen the Rain Escape. It's awesome. And we have an upper deck, and we are definitely going to put it in when it gets replaced.
Oh, yeah. It's so smart to do, right?
Super smart. Okay, next. I'm sorry.
So let's talk about power outages because they're increasingly common, which makes having backup power more important than ever. Briggs & Stratton is known for its line of standby generators, but they've introduced a new technology that provides reliable battery backup power. It's called the 6.6 Simplify battery system. It provides reliable power on demand for homeowners and small businesses. These batteries kick on automatically when they sense a power outage, and they can also be controlled by an app to provide power to a home at specific times, like when the utility company is charging higher rates. Now, Simplify batteries are very versatile. They can store power from solar panels, the grid, or even a generator, and the capacity can be scaled to meet your needs. So from small to medium to large houses, even small businesses, you can have battery power that matches your needs.
How does that actually work? Do you just buy this Briggs & Stratton 6-point panel, or...
So here's how it works. So you can buy one, two, or three batteries, depending on the power. So if you have a average size home and you only want to power maybe 50% of it for say 10 hours, only key circuits, that kind of thing, you'd only need a single battery for that. But if you've got a big house and you've got air conditioners and all that sort of stuff, you can buy more batteries, and they basically stack together, so they're very easy to install, and they can be inside the house, they can be in the garage, they can be on the outside. And then once it's installed, the automation is set up so that you can basically run it on a schedule or run it whenever you want to.
So, Tom, what's the lifetime of these batteries? Are they rechargeable, or
yes,
how do they work?
Yeah, basically they can be charged from solar panels, from a generator, or from the grid.
Oh, you did say that.
Right, or from
the grid.
Okay,
you did say that.
Right, so for example, you could charge them up during the day. A lot of utility companies charge more per kilowatt hour for power in the evening or certain times of the day. They call it demand pricing. Well, if that's what's going on in your part of the country, you could choose to run off battery power instead of paying for the power that's coming off the grid and save money.
Wow. This sounds like a good lifesaver, especially in areas like mine where you lose power on a regular basis.
Oh, absolutely. Now, speaking of energy, let me tell you about a new water heater. If you have an electric water heater, those that do know it's a super expensive appliance to run. Well, Rheem's developed a new water heater that delivers four times the efficiency. It's called Rheem Performance Platform. It's called Rheem Performance Platinum Hybrid Electric Heat Pump Water Heater. And that efficiency adds up to $315 a year in energy cost. And over 10 years, it's $3,150. It's available at Home Depot. And because it's a hybrid, it can also function as a standard electric tank for high demand periods when you need it most. It's also, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to ask you, is that something that that has an energy credit attached to it at
does.
All?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Okay.
Yep. That 30% tax credit. Yeah.
All
that's
about
a great
saving
and that's
money.
Makes it such a good time for all of these types of products to be purchased because you can get that credit now. And you know, I know folks that are spreading this out now. Like so they'll take some credit this year to use it up, and then they'll put off a project till next year and do it again and again and again. So it's a really smart way to save a lot of money on your taxes and get some good equipment to boot.
Tom,
yes.
A quick question for you, though. If you have a boiler system and you have a holding tank, you can't use this,
no,
right?
No, this would be a smart replacement for someone that's on an electric water heater.
Electric only.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. It's got a lot of nice features. I mean, aside from the The fact that it's got an app that's built on Econet Wi-Fi technology where you can control everything. It also emits cold air, and you can capture that cold air. It's ductable, so you can redirect it back into your house to supplement air conditioning in the summer and out of your home in the winter. So it makes your heating and cooling that much more efficient.
These are great products.
Yeah.
What else do you have for our listeners?
So let's talk about smoke alarms, because the standards are being changed to improve fire safety in today's homes. Makes it a good time to update your detectors. And First Alert has introduced precision detection advanced sensing technology for its smoke and combination smoke and carbon monoxide alarms. And they deliver two key benefits. First, they're designed to work to provide early warning in the event of a home fire, because it turns out that more modern homes burn hotter and faster. And secondly, they reduce nuisance alarms. It's the number one reason people disable alarms, so that's really important. They've got nice features like voice location alerts so you know where the fire is, interconnection, so if one detector goes off, they all go off. Mm. And my favorite, a 10-year sealed battery. Works for the life of the alarm. You don't have to keep changing your batteries. So you can continue using your current smoke alarms, but if you're going to be updating yours, if they're more than 10 years old, you definitely should be doing this, or you want more, make sure you look at the First Alert precision detection alarms. They're a great choice.
So I can stop telling my listeners to check their batteries every
yeah.
fall.
That's
and
right. Every time
and
we change
spring.
Clocks, right? Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right. Here's one more to wrap up your weekend projects. If you've ever had a toilet break down, if it starts to leak, if it has this ghost flushing problem, it's hard to find parts to fix it. Fluid Master created a quick and easy solution. It's called the Everything Toilet Tank Repair Kit. And as the name would imply, everything is in the box. It's the fastest and easiest way to fix all the common problems: running toilets, noisy toilets, ghost flushing, that sort of thing. That adds up to a lot of wasted water, but the kit includes all the parts you need to fix it inside and out and get it flushing again. So you get the fill valve, the flapper valve, the flush valve, and all the parts are designed to work together so you won't have to go back to the store multiple times. And it even includes tools, specially designed tools, to make it easier. It's a project even a novice DIYer can take on, and you get clear instructions and videos to walk you through at fluidmaster.com.
And that's universal for pretty much anybody's toilet.
That is correct. Yeah, there's two versions for older toilets. You have a 2-inch version, and for newer toilets, you have a 3-inch version. That's the only thing you need to know, and everything's in the box that you need to basically build yourself a new toilet.
Awesome. Anything for outside, Tom? Anything for sprucing up our outdoor spaces?
Well, it's always a good time to do a lot of cleanup right now and make sure that you are dealing with any type of overgrowth. Like, for example, here's a good one. If you have central air conditioning, and we just did this to our own house, you know the bushes grow high and thick around those air conditioners. And mm-hmm. if they're too close, then the systems don't work well. They don't cool properly. So trim them back a foot and a half away from those compressors so that you'll get efficiency and not ruin your compressor, which, of course, you know is going to happen, like on Memorial Day or 4th of July when you have like a crowd mm-hmm. over the house, right?
Oh,
so
yeah.
Get everything serviced now
and
cleaned up now.
We've actually had that happen. So that's a good tip. What is the biggest mistake that you see homeowners make?
In terms of home improvement or home repair?
Yeah, just because you've been doing this for so long, I'm sure there's something that every time you see it, you shake your head and go, what?
Well, here's one of my favorites to talk about. And if you have basements in your part of the country and you get leaks in the basement, you know, these waterproofing companies come out and tell you your house is going to collapse, or you're going to get mold, this, that, the other thing. The truth is, and they want $20,000, $30,000. I had a lady this week told me she spent $34,000 because the waterproofer came out and said that her foundation had moved. Well, it didn't move, and the only reason it leaked is because their gutters were disconnected. So if you have problems with drainage into a crawl space or you get water in a crawl space, water in a basement, just fix your gutters. Get them clean. Get the downspouts extended away from the house. Now's a good time to do it. Listen, you got to clean your gutters not just in the fall, but all year long. So get that done, and you'll keep your spaces under the house dry that way.
You sound like me. I preach all the time. Let's let our listeners know where they can find you.
Yeah, you can go to moneypit.com. You can also go to moneypit.com/podcast to follow us. The podcast is free, and we do 2 new episodes a week.
And you're also the author of My Home, My Money Pit, Your Guide to Every Home Improvement Adventure. That's good for our DIYers, isn't it?
Well, that's right. And I've got a new book coming out in the fall, Home Maintenance for Dummies.
Will you come back?
I'd be happy to, yeah.
I would love you to come back and share the book with us
right.
and our listeners. We would love to hear more about it.
You got it.
Did we cover everything,
we sure
Tom,
did.
as
we
far
sure did.
as the
So
the
good to talk to you.
Because awesome. I can't wait to talk to you again in the fall or probably sooner.
Thanks,
we
Carol.
Do this about 4 times a year. All Thanks, right. Tom.
Thanks.
You take care. Bye bye.
Talking to him. I just love talking to him. He has great tips. So I wanted to help you guys out with some of the pricing on some of these things that Tom talked about. Now, the Trex Rain Escapes, I've looked at them. I absolutely love them, especially great for people that have upper decks where the water drips through. They can be installed on your existing decks too. One of my favorite places to go to buy the Trex Rain Escapes is SWI, Service Wholesale Incorporated, out in Downingtown. Those guys are great. You can tell them Carol from Home Improvement Fix and Facts sent you in. And the guys there are great, and they can help you figure out the cost. But it's roughly about $2.50 to $4 a square foot when you're putting it in. So there's a calculator online if you go to Trex. I love Trex for decks and everything else. The system does it's backed by a 25-year warranty, which is really great. And like Tom said, you can still put wiring up underneath of that to keep from electrical problems. So, again, depending on the size of the deck and what you're doing, there are alternatives out there, but I find that this is one of the best. It's just great to install under the deck and keep the water from dripping down. Like I said, it can be installed on an existing deck that you already have. And if there's a reason that you should put it in and find that it's leaking or something like that, it's probably misaligned or improperly installed along some of the joists. So that's something that you might want to check into. But it's a fabulous product. And the first time I saw it, I got really excited to see it because it's just a great drainage system. And the good thing is you can have that water flow down through a gutter instead of under the patios underneath or the ground underneath and, you know, run it to water your gardens and things like that. So, and it keeps your deck. It just keeps it cleaner and drier. So definitely something that I wanted to share with you. Now, some of the other things that Tom talked about were a little bit more pricey. For example, the Rheem Performance Platform water heater. You do get the tax credit from the government. I had to ask that question. Qualifying people can get that tax credit. But this system itself, you know, if you've ever replaced a water heater before, depending on the size that you need and whether it's gas or electric or anything of that sort, they can run, you know, close to around $1,000, give or take on either side of that. But when you start looking at some of the Rheem Performance Platinum hybrid smart efficiency tanks that are out there, they are smart tanks, so you can run them from your phone like so many other things that are out there. And they can easily be in the range of $2,000. I've seen them as low as $1,850. But if you're getting like a big 80-gallon tank with a 10-year warranty, it could run you about $2,600. So they are pretty pricey. But if you look around, you can find them. Again, it depends on whether you need a 40, a 50, a 65, an 80, whatever the size is and exactly what you need. Your big box stores have them, but I do highly recommend you go to a plumbing supply store to get them. I just feel that you get, God forbid something should go wrong with anything when you're buying from a plumbing supply store. They tend to have the service that you need and they're able to hook you up with the right people if something should happen to go wrong. So very nice water tank though, I will tell you. The batteries that Tom talked about, now those are pretty pricey. I was looking things up as we're talking and trying to find out a little bit more about the 6.6 battery system from Briggs & Stratton. It's called Simplify, which is Simplify, let me spell that for you, is S-I-M-P-L-I, capital P, capital H, capital I, Simplify. And I was finding prices all over the place on this particular system. So when it comes to looking at this, I would say do your homework. I'm finding the average battery is around $2,700. That's a lot, but it beats putting in a whole house generator system that we've talked about here on the show before. So they're great energy solutions. And the batteries, now we've had Tom on talking about this. We've talked about it during Battery Safety Week and Smoke Detector Week about these 10-year batteries. Because I think I told all of you listeners a couple weeks ago, our smoke alarm went off in the middle of the night. Fire, fire, fire. We went nuts. We were like jumped out of bed. We're like, oh my gosh, is there a fire up in the apartment? We couldn't find a fire anywhere. We went through the whole house, checked everything, checked the attics, checked the crawl spaces, nothing. So we were no sooner starting to turn off all the lights and get ready to go back to bed, and we hear fire, fire, fire. If you've ever heard it, it's annoying, but it does wake you up. Turns out the batteries were low. And we were the people that changed the batteries, you know, every time it's daylight saving time, as Tom and I talked about. So this is something that you might want to check into, but I would definitely put a reminder somewhere on your calendars to advance it forward to remember to check the batteries. 10 years is a long time. We forget. Yeah, I don't know if you, well, you can't set your phone for 10 years because the phones that we have today will be totally obsolete. We'll be living in the Jetson era. So with that being said, I want to take a quick commercial break, and we will be back with some questions that I got from a couple of listeners. So I think I have three questions here. So let's see if we can go over them. You're listening to Home Improvement Fix and Facts, and we will be right back. Hi, it's Carol Holloway. Join me every Monday from 3 to 4 for my show, Tell Me More with Carol Holloway, as we discuss politics, health, family, economy, and just about any topic that we all deal with as we search for answers in today's world. Because things aren't always black and white. Sometimes you can sit on the fence undecided till you get the real facts.
Tell Me More with Carol Holloway, Mondays at 3 p.m. on WWDB 860 AM, WWDBAM.com, or the Odyssey app.
Hello, this is Erin, and I have a very important message. If you or a loved one is suffering with any sort of crisis, there is no need to do it alone. Dial the 988 Suicide and Crisis Hotline, where trained professionals will handle your case and get you the help you need any day, anytime. All reports are fully confidential. Dial 988, and a responder will do everything they can to assist you. Remember, if you see something, say something. You may just be saving someone's life. Remember, 988 for the Suicide and Crisis Hotline.
And we are back. You are listening to Home Improvement Fix and Facts. That's right. We don't want to be dancing in the dark if we lose our electricity, although it could be fun. Anyway, one of my questions was, I am considering Valerie. Here you go, Valerie. I am considering putting a pool in my backyard. What do you think? Well, it's my opinion versus your opinion and everybody else's. Let me say this to you. Depending on the type of pool that you're putting in, you didn't give me any details. Is it an above ground pool or an in-ground pool? And how much property do you have? And what is the zoning like in your neighborhood to be able to do that? Do you live on well water, or do you have city water, or suburban water, something like that? A pool can be really costly. Even an above ground pool can run you anywhere from $1,500 to like $15,000 to $18,000. It's really important to weigh the cost, because you're only going to get back about 7% of what you're spending, 5% of what you're spending. The initial costs are very, very steep. But it is nice to have a swimming pool if that's something that you want to do for upkeep. There's maintenance on the pool that runs into play. There's fencing that has to go around a pool depending on the size, Valerie. Full pool covers, things like that. We're going to get into fencing in just a minute because depending, again, on the type of pool you get, you can spend quite a few $100s to a few $1,000s on a pool cover. And then because you have to keep it covered, and then you have to put a fence around the pool depending on what the zoning is. I think anything above 3 feet, but you can drown in anything. You can drown in a bathtub. So you want to make sure that you keep the pool safe from children around the pool, and make sure that the fencing, if you do an in-ground or an above-ground pool, has to be at least 48 inches with gate latches that are mounted at least 42 inches off the ground, so children cannot really, small children cannot really reach them, and it really has to be surrounded on all four sides. So that adds to your expense. And then if you're having an outdoor pool, are you going to be concerned about heating the pool, which can run quite a few $1,000s? Are you putting decking around the pool? There's another expense. So, Valerie, I would say to you, and plus there's like pool features if it's in ground, like fountains and hot tubs. So here's a list, and Tom helped me with this list to be able to know. You're going to get estimates, and I say absolutely get at least three estimates depending on whether it's above ground or in ground. And even with an above ground, you still might want somebody to install it properly to make sure it's level. But the list might include this many things, and this is from Tom Kreitler. Your labor and your permits, your materials, any excavation that you have to do even for an above ground pool, your plumbing and electrical work, your pool filtration system, the pump, the heater, the landscaping, the fencing, the covers, the just everything. So is it worth it unless you really need the pool in your backyard? I know people that have pools. My friend Stacy has a beautiful pool in her backyard. You have to be able to afford it, and you have to know what you're going to do, and you don't want to cut corners. So I say get three estimates, get three references. The highest isn't always the best, and neither is the lowest. So I'm one of those people that says, you know, look towards the middle. But compile a checklist of what you want, and maybe reality might set in and you might decide not to put a pool in. Because, you know, not just putting a pool in, there's the shape of the pool too. Are you doing in ground, above ground? So it can be really expensive to put a pool in. So Valerie, my question, my answer to you is do your homework. This is an expense that I feel like a pool, in my opinion, I would love a pool if I could afford somebody to maintain it and take care of it. A pool to me is like a boat. It's something that you put your money in, and it has a hole in it that you just keep spending money. And then all the neighbors and all the kids love you too. And how do you say no? You can be really cruel, like my sister, who tells people, no, you can't come in my pool. And they put up really high fences so people couldn't even look into their yard to see their pool. She's nasty anyway. And put fences up, and people tried to befriend them, and they wouldn't become friends because they felt that they were always angling to get in the pool. So think about your neighbors, too. That's important. Speaking of fencing, Mark P. sent me a question about foam, using expanding foam around fence posts. So I did some homework on this, and Family Handyman had a great article, which I trust. I trust their information about putting up expanding foam for setting fence posts. That's a more recent innovation, and they had the experts compare concrete for strength and usability versus foam. So any fence builder knows that you have to build with strong posts to have a nice strong fence. And that sometimes that can mean backfilling and the post holes and hard materials that you might come across. Like in my area, it's very shaley, so there's a lot of shale rock. And there's a lot to be said for a well-drained gravel hole with has a concrete mix to it. But here's the lightweight alternative to concrete, and they're saying that it performed well. Many fence builders would choose it to save money. So fence post setting foam offers promise, but is it as good as concrete? So there was an article with two experts who set fence posts with foam. Alex Capizio, co-founder of Brotherly Love Real Estate in Philadelphia, and Forrest McCall, co-owner of the home improvement blog Mama Needs a Project. And what these guys said, foam setting versus concrete setting, post-setting foam is a two-part product, and the parts have to be mixed before use, and you can do that right in the bag, which is really cool. It's definitely lighter than concrete. Each bag contains enough material for a single post and weighs only 2 to 3 pounds. And then they have a note here. Unlike spray foam in an aerosol can, post-setting foam is a closed-cell formulation without air bubbles. Most insulating foam is what they call open cell, so it has air bubbles. Posts need to be braced when you're using foam. Whether you backfill with concrete or foam, you dig the same size hole to the same depth, which should be 1/3 of the length of the entire post for stability. Backfilling is more difficult with foam because it expands when it sets. McCall says that the post tends to move if it's not properly braced. Capizio adds that there's little time to fix the leveling errors. Bracing is also recommended with concrete, but it isn't as critical because concrete sets more slowly and therefore you have time to readjust and level. Foam can save you time. So post-setting foam hardens in minutes, 15 minutes, says Capizio. I'm sorry if I keep saying his name wrong. And cures fully in about 2 hours, which is much faster than concrete. This means that you could backfill all your posts in the morning and continue to build the fence in the afternoon instead of waiting till the next day, which is what you would have to do with concrete. Foam is not temperature dependent. Unlike concrete, it sets just as quickly in cold temperatures as it does in warm temperatures. McCall also claims you can use foam in wet weather, but concrete also sets in wet weather. But rainwater is in the mixture with concrete, of course, can weaken the mixture. Doesn't happen with foam because it's not water soluble. Foam costs more. So a single bag of Silka SIKA foam cost about $16 for one bag. So that's one bag per post. And a bag of concrete is about $6, which is enough for two posts. So weigh out the cost versus the time. Concrete is definitely stronger. Both Capizio, I'm totally creaming your name. I'm so sorry. And McCall agree foam isn't as strong as concrete. So for lightweight fencing or locations that aren't subject to high winds, the expanding foam would be an ideal choice. So I hope that's helping you, Mark. But if structural strength is a concern, Capizio says that you definitely should use concrete. He recommends it. Part of the problem, there's a demonstration on YouTube by Joe Everest. So if you haven't found that one, go there. And the foam contracts slightly during curing that creates a gap between the foam and the post as well as the sides of the hole. So there is a lot of information on this. So I would say weigh the pros and cons. Think about where the post is going. Look at the cost and look at the different alternatives that are there. So, Mark, I'm going to stick with the concrete to be safe. I live on the top of a hill and that fence will blow down. Think about hurricanes and tornadoes. Think about weather change in our areas. A couple weeks ago, I did a whole big article right here on the changes of temperature across the United States and how it can affect our communities, our properties, and our homes. So go back and listen to those podcasts. By the way, if you've missed any podcast here at Home Improvement Fix and Facts, you can always go online and pull up any of the past podcasts and listen to those as well. And then I had a very interesting, I didn't have a name attached. I should have researched the email, but it doesn't matter. I got the questions. Are there really good pressure washers out there that can blast the dirt away in seconds? And I did a whole show on pressure washers probably about this time last year. And pressure washers are awesome, but nothing works better than a gas pressure washer. I'm not a fan of electric, although we have, I can't remember if ours is electric or not. But gas pressure washers, first of all, they're fun to use, but you have to know how to use them. So if you are looking at overall pressure washers that are out there, the best overall gas-rated pressure washer was the Simpson MegaShot gas pressure washer, and the best heavy-duty pressure washer was the Simpson PowerShot gas pressure washer. Westinghouse came in with the best budget for a gas pressure washer, which was the WPX3200 gas pressure washer. And then the quietest one, I can't see pressure washers being quiet. Best quiet gas pressure washer was the AI gas powered pressure washer. And then if you want something lightweight and easy to move around in gas, the Duramax cold water pressure washer. So you can go online, and if you go to Family Handyman, you can find, or just, you know, play this back and listen. You can look at all the pros and cons of each pressure washer that's out there. I highly recommend a gas pressure washer over an electric pressure washer, because I'm not running electric with water. Seriously. I mean, I'm sure they're safe, but there's just something in that electric and pressure washer water that doesn't sit well with me. So I hope that's a good answer for you on those questions. And then I wanted to bring up the my interview that was going to be a little bit later is coming in a little bit earlier today. So what I would like to do is take a quick break here and talk about quick commercial break, and then talk about this, because this is something fun. Because I keep talking about Eglin's Best, I wanted to talk about the chance to win $5,000 and plus your spring wellness. And this is something for our kids. So let's take a quick commercial break before Dawn Jackson Blattner joins us. She is RDN and a CSSD. I don't know what they are, Dawn, certified trainer. She's a registered dietitian. Here you go. And a certified specialist in sports dietetics. And she is also a certified trainer in integrative and functional nutrition. And she starred in and won a primetime reality TV show on ABC called My Diet is Better Than Yours. I do recall hearing that. Dawn worked as a head dietitian for the Chicago Cubs for 10 years. And yes, she does have a World Series ring. Huh. How about that? And she hosted an Emmy-nominated TV show in Chicago for 3 seasons and won Media's Excellence Award for Nutrition, Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. Man, this stinks when I can't talk. Anyway, let me take a quick commercial break. I wanted to give you the intro to her just in case they come on before I get a chance to tell you who she is. So you're listening to Home Improvement Fix and Facts, and we'll be right back.
Hello, this is Erin, and I have a very important message. If you or a loved one is suffering with any sort of crisis, there is no need to do it alone. Dial the 988 Suicide and Crisis Hotline, where trained professionals will handle your case and get you the help you need any day, anytime. All reports are fully confidential. Dial 988, and a responder will do everything they can to assist you. Remember, if you see something, say something. You may just be saving someone's life. Remember, 988 for the Suicide and Crisis Hotline.
Hi, it's Carol Holloway. Join me every Monday from 3 to 4 for my show, Tell Me More with Carol Holloway, as we discuss politics, health, family, economy, and just about any topic that we all deal with as we search for answers in today's world. Because things aren't always black and white. Sometimes you can sit on the fence undecided till you get the real facts.
Tell Me More with Carol Holloway, Mondays at 3 p.m. on WWDB 860 AM, WWDBAM.com, or the Odyssey app.
Oh, no, we didn't start the fire. But, you know, one thing that I do tell people about is to make sure that you have fire extinguishers everywhere in your house. You should have one in the kitchen, in the basement, close to the backyard, where near the barbecue grill. But definitely you should have fire extinguishers everywhere in your house. So there should be one in the garage. We've talked about this. So, yeah. Very important information. Yes, I mean it.
I don't know if I have one, to be honest.
They're really inexpensive. You know, I did a whole show about fire extinguishers, and they're rated depending on the types of fire. So in a garage, the likelihood of having flammables and gas fires, you want a fire extinguisher rated for that. Barbecue grills. Of course, remember, people, you close the lid or you put the lid on the pot when there's a fire in the kitchen or the barbecue grill. Yeah, I've had the barbecue grill go up in flames, which is really crazy. I can't believe I did it. But yeah, you should keep one in every room, and it doesn't hurt to have one outdoors by the barbecue grill, or God forbid you have a fire going, a fire pit or something like that. But read up on them. There's like 8 different categories of fire extinguishers. So you want the one that's best for the needs that you have, but definitely in the kitchen, the garage, close to the barbecue grill. And you should just have if you have a super big house, for those of you that have gigantic houses, you should have one in different places in your house, because if you keep it in the kitchen and the bedroom is up the steps, across the hall, down the hallway to the other side where the fire is, you're not running to the kitchen to get the fire extinguisher. So I just want to remind people of that. Also keep in mind, we might hear some good news pertaining to mortgage rates. Hopefully we'll see that we drop the rate for interest and we see some lower mortgage rates coming up. That would make me really, really happy. So with Dawn coming on board, I think she's going to share a couple little recipes with us as well, but I'm not sure. I can't say that to be certain. But here's what's really important. We're always on the go. We're running. And when we're doing our home improvement projects around our house, our kids tend to get neglected and they tend to not get the meals that they need. So I am a fan of hard-boiled eggs and things like that. I like to keep them online. And Eggland's Best is one of the best out there. And if you recall on my other show, Tell Me More with Carol Holloway, I actually broke down why they are the best eggs to have out there, and it's because of the way they treat the chickens and what they feed them and the grain that they feed them. So it's really, really important that you're getting the best nutrition that you can. So I'm going to check with TJ over there and find out if our guest is online yet, and get ready to talk to Dawn, who will be joining us. We're just waiting for her phone call to come through. She'll be through any minute. And I think it's important, like a lot of our kids are getting ready for baseball season and softball season. And after weeks of practicing batting, catching, and base stealing, millions of kids across the country are finally back at the diamond on a fresh season of Little League. Yes, I did Little League and T-ball with my kids, but there's a catch. That with so much on their plates at this time of the year, haha, pun intended, little sluggers can become more sluggish before it hits peak season. So it's important to nurture your young athletes' passion for sports while maintaining their well-being. Whether you're putting a little batting cage in your backyard, or whether you're taking them to the field to pitch some hits, we have Dawn Jackson-Blattner on the line to help us. Hi, Dawn. How are you?
Oh, Oh my gosh, hello. I love Little League season. I can't wait to chat.
Well, I know we're going to have a ton of Little League games to go to because we have so many grandchildren. So tell us what's going on. Give us a play-by-play. I mean, this is important. Even though this is a home improvement show, we're using our grills, we're using our ovens, we're boiling the water. Why is this important to talk about eggs and nutrition?
Well, okay, so I'm a sports dietitian. I am just all about how can we feed ourselves, our kids, so that we have energy to live our lives and do the things we want to do. So for our kids, you know, can they focus at school and still have plenty of energy at their practice and games, you know? And so, like, I encourage people, what do you do first? You know, it's like, hey, get your kids eating breakfast and drinking water before they leave, because that sets the tone for the whole day. And for all of us, kids included, a successful day, you know this, begins the night before, so that you are turning off your devices an hour before bed, encouraging your kids to do the same so that you could actually get a good night's sleep. So, you know, just some of those things, pretty basic stuff, but they can really fuel our energy.
Absolutely. Hard-boiled eggs are a go-to for me, that and peanut butter. So what are some things that make it easy and delicious, that, you know, the grab and go, like you said, just not just for the kids, but for us, you know, even our contractors that are outside working all day in the heat while their kids are at Little League aren't eating the way they should. So what are some great and delicious grab and go things and recipes that we can do?
Oh, you have such a good point there. You know, grab and go is key because you have busy days. So a little prep ahead, like I like prep ahead recipes because you're putting in the work when you have the time, and then they're there when you need to just grab them on a busy day. And I have two new recipes that I made that I'm loving. Okay, so the first one is veggie chaffle. Now, a chaffle is a cheese and egg waffle, and you just mix three ingredients together. Eggland's Best Eggs, cheddar cheese, and chopped veggies. And then you make it in a waffle maker. And so there are these little grab and go, sort of like omelets, really. But they feel like a fun snack and it's so much nutrition. So I love those. Another recipe that I made that's obsessed in my house, we are obsessed, they're called Anytime Trail Mix Cookies. So, you know, I love trail mix. And I was like, how can I carry this around and make it, you know, sort of like a snack, not just a dessert, but a snack I could have anytime or part of my breakfast. And these I just make with Eggland's Best Eggs, some rolled oats, nuts and seeds, a little touch of honey. And they really are great. Like the name says, anytime. And both of those recipes, I highlight the ingredient Eggland's Best Eggs because it really is an easy way to get more nutrition because they have 6 times more vitamin D, they have 10 times more vitamin E, and 25% less saturated fat compared to ordinary eggs. So it's just an easy thing to have in your fridge to add more nutrition to, you know, all your recipes.
Yep. And I did tell our listeners a couple weeks ago about Eggland's Best because it's the feed that they're giving their birds and more nutrition in the feed. So that's...
I give you an A+. You have an A+ for that. Most people do not know this. They're like, wait, how is there all this nutrition in those eggs? So you're exactly right. It's the all vegetarian, high quality, wholesome feed that those, you know, chickens are eating.
They actually give them vitamins. I thought it was great. And, you know, Dawn, yeah. I have to tell you, I wanted to know, like, because I've done so many segments with Eggland's Best here on the show that I'm like, well, what makes them better? Why are they better? And so I had to literally break it down and tell our listeners. So it's definitely worth it. I know this is a question that's going to throw you off before we talk about the chance to win, but is the bird flu going to be affecting anything this year? Or is this something that's just come up in the news that's too new to know?
Yeah, I think you're right. It's too new to know. And what I love about Eggland's Best is anytime I have a question, anytime, they have all the information always on their website. So if I have a question about, like you said, why, you know, how do they have more nutrition? Should I worry about this? Well, you know, what's happening? I literally go there as my one-stop shop to learn things. So you can stay updated in that way as well.
Okay, so now tell us about your chance to win $5,000 to plus up your spring wellness. What does that mean?
I mean, seriously, do you hear $5,000? I'm like, my ears are open. Like, what is going on here? So here's the deal. So for the second year in a row, Eggland's Best has teamed up with the Little League as their official egg sponsor. And what they're doing is they're running an Eggland's Best Eggceptional Wellness sweepstakes. So for that chance, don't you love that? I love a good egg pun. I do. So as you mentioned, that grand prize is $5,000. So you could put that toward plussing up your spring wellness activities. They have tons of like weekly prize packs filled with all sorts of swag. And what's cool is that you can enter now, and it's happening all the way until May 14th. So you have some time to try and get all of these prizes for yourself.
So where do we go to get that information?
Okay, so hopefully I enticed you with my recipes as well. So my recipes of veggie chaffles and any type of trail mix cookies and this awesome sweepstakes are both at ebfamilysweeps.com.
EB as in Eglin's Best.
Yes, exactly.
And I have to ask you a quick question. I know that you're busy getting the word out there because we only have like 15 days to do this. You have a world championship ring and they usually go to guys. Did they give you one in a girl size?
Oh my gosh, I have one that fits my finger, but I do have to say I've had to work out my finger so that I could hold it up because it is heavy. With all so many jewels, it is wonderful sight to look at.
And just because you actually were the former head dietitian of the World Championship Chicago Cubs, you got a ring?
10 years head dietitian and fueling the team's success earns a ring. Absolutely earns a ring.
I love it. Well, I gave everybody your bio so that they can go and check you out and follow you. Do you have your own personal website that you want to share as well?
Yes. So djblattner.com is my website, but I really do create a lot of recipes for Eglin's Best. So if you want to try some of my food, you can do that ebfamilysweeps.com and check those recipes out because I made them.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us. This was a fun little segue to what we're doing here today. Thanks, Dawn. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Always fun. I mean, you never know what we're going to be talking about here. And because we are trying so hard to keep everything on the home front running smooth, especially as we're taking on the spring outdoor projects and sports are kicking up for our kids and our schedules are going to get crazy. I think that's definitely a good thing. So check out Eglin's Best and check out Dawn's recipes and also check out that giveaway that they're doing, the your chance to win $5,000. So I think that's awesome. So just to keep everybody in the loop, that's some of the stuff that is going on here at Home Improvement Fix and Facts. We're going to have some more great shows coming up for you in the future. I really want to do a little bit of a segment when we're outdoors. I know that we've done it before about barbecuing and safety and grills and all of that. I did a grill safety show, gosh, it's got to be about a year and a half ago. I mean, I can't, when I go back to look at some of my shows, I can't even find them. I have to sit and scroll through all my shows. Maybe keeping dates on them is the thing to do and say, go scroll back to October of 2020. Maybe that's the thing to do. But I'm hoping that I'm answering your questions. I love that everybody is listening and sending me questions on a regular basis. I really appreciate it. And I'm just trying to see what else is I have coming down the road. I have to let everybody know that jumping on board in just another week or two will be our new sponsor for the show. Let me just give you some information. So let me just pull it up. Okay, so I just want to let you know that we will have a new sponsor coming up on the show. It's LP Smart Side, Siding and Trim. And I love the product. And another place that carries it is SWI, Service Wholesale Incorporated, out in Downingtown. And I was talking to them. I went to SWI and talked to them about the LP Smart Side products that are out there. And what happens with those is when the people come in, they love when people see the product and make the switch. to the LP Smart Side because they said it offers advanced durability, a longer lasting beauty. It's got an extensive line of very durable siding in a variety of colors. It's engineered wood, impact resistant, outstanding workability, and weather durable. So the fun thing is LP, once they officially start sponsoring the show, will be having one of their experts come on the show to talk to us about the siding. It'll be a real question and answer segment. So if you want to know more about them jumping on board here with WWDB and Home Improvement Fix and Facts, you can go to lpcorp.com and check them out. It's called Smart Side. It's an awesome product. I absolutely love it. I don't have siding on my home, but I do have siding on my barn or shed. It's not a barn. It's a shed. Big difference. And I'm pretty sure it's the LP Smart Side that we put on there because of the colors. It's just awesome. And if they ever ask you where you've heard about it, you can ask for samples too. If they ever ask where you've heard about LP Smart Side, let them know that you heard it right here. Tell me at Home Improvement Fix and Facts with Carol Holloway. And they'll probably also be running a commercial on my Tell Me More show on Mondays from 3 to 4. So that brings you up to date. So we have some good things in the mix coming up over the next couple weeks. I'm excited to bring them on board. I want to thank everybody for listening to Home Improvement Fix and Facts. It makes me so happy that you guys are listening and sending me your questions. Pay it forward, make it a great week, and do something nice for somebody. Thanks for listening.
There ain't nothing wrong with this old house. It just needs a little home.